This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really lovely to be having a chat with Roisin Howe. Of course, you share your journey with endometriosis on TikTok at Roisin's Reality. You're joining me now to have a chat all about your experience with endometriosis treatment in Ireland. Thanks so much for giving us your time here on the Hub on iRadio.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Now, Roisin, for those who don't know, can you maybe tell us a little bit about what endometriosis is and how it's affected your life?
Yeah, so like the definition of endometriosis is when cells, like the ones in the lining of the uterus, grow outside of the uterus and onto organs around the body. And like endometriosis has been found on organs such as the bowel, the spine, kidneys, liver, ovaries, brain, the lungs, the heart. So it's quite a, like, it's a whole body disease. So my personal story began really when I was 16. I'm 27 now, so that was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I attended my GP and I was concerned in regards to the amount of blood that I was losing on my periods, and I was like just looking for some guidance.
Yeah.
And my GP kind of turned around to me and said, well, you're lucky enough to get a period. Not every woman gets a period.
Wow.
So go on with yourself, kind of, you know, go home with your hot water bottle and you'll be fine.
That's
so
awful.
Like as a 16-year-old, I was obviously confused and lost. I didn't really know where to go with that.
Yeah.
But I suppose I did just get on with it, as most women unfortunately do have to get on with it in Ireland. And it was only recently in like my late 20s is when my pain in regards to endometriosis started to occur.
Yeah.
And that's when I really like tried to dive in and get my diagnosis here in Ireland. So I actually had a laparoscopic diagnostic surgery in October 2024.
Okay.
And endometriosis was found in my pelvic walls, on my bowel, on my ovary. And so now I suppose after that surgery, I've been left in quite debilitating pain.
Yeah.
I still have the same symptoms. Really struggling. So like my symptoms would be like severe pain in my legs, severe pain in my pelvis. The way I would describe it is someone has like a vegetable peeler and is like peeling the inside of my pelvis. It's quite an intense pain.
Oh,
I'd have pain in my back. I have a symptom called endobelly, which is like severe bloating, and that's like extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I couldn't like feel very lightheaded from day to day. I have like really strong nausea.
Yeah.
And yeah, my body just feels like it's constantly fighting against itself, and like it's just pure exhaustion. And I suppose I made the TikTok to like my TikTok account to try and like speak out about this and try and get speaking to other women that are in a similar position to me.
Yeah.
And I've joined like support groups, and it's really like it is shocking, like the amount of women that are in the same position as me, and if not in worse positions. It's just, it's, if you do the maths, like there's nearly 200,000 women with endometriosis in Ireland, you know.
Oh my gosh. And thank you so much for coming on to have a chat, because I know it's not easy, you know, even being on TikTok and sharing your story. But I know that by speaking out, it's probably one of the ways that we can highlight and make people aware of how people aren't being listened to or being taken seriously here in Ireland by doctors. I know that you ended up traveling to Romania for treatment. How did all of that actually come about for you?
Yeah, so I decided to go to Romania when I wasn't really getting answers here.
Mm-hmm.
So the attitude of the doctors here were, you've had your laparoscopic surgery and you're on a hormonal treatment.
Yeah.
So there's no more we can do for you. Yet I'm in just as much debilitating pain, I would actually say a little bit more at this stage. So I decided to go to Bucharest, Romania, after speaking to other women who have gone across to the Bucharest Centre for endometriosis. And I got an MRI done across there, and I actually previously had an MRI done in Ireland and it had come back clear.
Yeah.
So I had said to myself, like, clear, so that's quite common in Ireland where your scans and stuff come back clear. So I said to myself, I have to really, you know, investigate more into this. So
sure,
I went to Bucharest.
Yeah.
Romania, and the results were completely opposite. Like my pelvis is full of endometriosis. It's quite extensive. So I will be going for surgery there at the end of August to try and relieve some of the endometriosis that is in there. And unfortunately the endometriosis is now growing around my S2 nerve, so that's part of the peritoneal nerve. So it's really, really affecting my legs mm-hmm. and causing severe pain on a daily basis for myself. So that's kind of where how I ended up in Bucharest, Romania, is really I just ran out of options mm-hmm. here in Ireland. I kind of came up against the wall and it was like I was banging my head against the mm-hmm. wall, but my head was only getting sore and the wall was never moving, you know?
I'm so sorry that you have to do that. It was obviously mm-hmm. a difficult decision financially and emotionally to have to leave the country just to get treatment. How do you even deal with that? Because, you know, you want your country to look after you, but because, like you said, you know, you're banging your head off the wall and you're not being listened to, that you actually have to take yourself out of your own home country to go and get treated.
Yeah, like I am like really angry and I'm really sad that I have to go pay out of my own pocket to go to a different country to receive a treatment that women in Ireland should be able to receive in 2025 without any question. And I'm really passionate on speaking out about that because we trust in healthcare, in the healthcare system here in Ireland, and we depend on doctors for our help to help us. And it's just, it's non-existent. Like it's so, the fact that I have to go to Bucharest to get a surgery done is very, it's nerve-wracking and it's really playing on my mind, as in I was kind of hemming and hawing, oh, should I go, should I not go? But I spoke with my father and my father said, if you don't go, you're going to be in the same position for the next 10 years because unfortunately that's been the story for hundreds and thousands of women in Ireland. Like they don't get any improvement in their care, you know?
And I think, like, obviously you've shared your story, but what does it say about the system here? And what do you think needs to change for other people going through this?
Oh, a lot has got to change. So Sinn Féin actually brought forward a motion to the government that was rejected, unfortunately, for endometriosis care in Ireland to be improved. So I suppose every woman's dream in Ireland with endometriosis would be to have adequate healthcare, so to have a system that we can depend on and we can get the surgeries we need and we can get the early interventions. Like I have 16-year-olds in my DMs on TikTok telling me that they're in severe pain with the same symptoms that I have, and like they're 16, you know? It's just disgraceful that, like, you know, the early interventions aren't in place at the moment, like the pill and, you know, the coil, they've all been thrown at me, and I'm a prime example of it just doesn't work. It's a short-term answer to a long-term problem.
And I think, you know, if somebody is listening, obviously you've said that lots of young women have asked you in your DMs, you know, for help. And if somebody is listening, if they're experiencing symptoms but can't get answers, what would you say to them? And hopefully as well, you know, people in the powers that be in the government are listening here today as well, and that they can get a first-hand account of what women in Ireland are actually suffering through.
Yeah, well, I just firstly like to say, if there is anyone in the government listening to this, I would really like you to hear me when I tell you this is not about politics. This is about young women and women in Ireland who are fighting for care. So put your politics aside and listen to the women. We have the answers and we need your help to work with us. And to the 16-year-olds and to the young women, unfortunately, I would say if you have the financial support, I would advise to look for treatment abroad, because at the moment, treatment in Ireland is just, it's not adequate enough.
Yeah. Róisín, thank you so, so much for sharing. If people want to follow you online, if they want to check out your TikTok, where is the best place to go?
Yeah, so my TikTok is at Róisín's Reality. And then if you want to just message me on Instagram, it's just Róisín Howe as well. So, like, honestly, my DMs are open to any woman or any young girl that needs help. Like, I'll try and help them to the best of my ability, or I'll send them in the right direction.
Róisín, thank you so much for coming on to iRadio to have a chat. I know it's not easy having a chat about your own personal experience, so I commend you for that. And we're so, so grateful for you to give us your time here on iRadio. And thank you so much for sharing. And hopefully we've managed to raise a little bit of visibility as to how women in Ireland are dealing with endometriosis and how they need to be listened to more.
Thank you so much, Louise, for having me on.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.